Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Thursday, June 11th. Today is National Corn on the Cob Day. So if tonight's newscast gets a little corny, I'm not apologizing. I'm just staying on theme. Coming up tonight, we have the latest June 2nd primary election numbers. Bishop police arrest a suspect following a domestic violence investigation. The Big Pine Fire Protection District mourns the sudden loss of volunteer firefighter Mark Hottendorf. A harmful algal bloom advisory has been issued at the Crowley Lake Columns. Mosquito fogging is scheduled in Aspendell. Mammoth Lakes Public Works has summer project updates. Mammoth Jazz Fest is coming up. Mono County residents are invited to a special evening Board of Supervisors meeting, and we'll have sports and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Faultline 395. Small batch mountain wear designed and tested right here in the Eastern Sierra. Based in Mammoth Lakes, Faultline 395 makes apparel for the 395 lifestyle. Whether you're hiking, fishing, riding, traveling, working outside, or just trying to dress for a day that somehow includes wind, sun, dirt, and cold, all before lunch. Local, rugged, comfortable, and built for mountain life. That's Faultline 395. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. First, let's start with the updates to the election. For the first Inyo Superior Court judge position, Dana Crome is at 60.66%, Taylor Fitzmaurice, 39.34%. For the second position, Stephen Place, 75.74%, and Gerard Harvey, 24.26%. For Inyo County Supervisor, 1st District, Carl Holscher, 41.35%, Trina Oral, 58.65%. For Inyo County Supervisor, 3rd District, Scott Marshland, 42.61%, Ted Carlton, 18.91%, and Stephen Orihuela, 38.48%. At the state level, for State Senator, 4th District, Alexandra Duarte, 32.1, Marie Alvarado Gill, 27.1, and Jaron Brandon with 40.9. For Governor, the frontrunners are Steve Hilton, 25%, Javier Becerra jumped to 27.9%, he is in the lead now, and Tom Steyer, 22.5%. And at the federal level, in the race for U.S. Representative 5th District, Tom McClintock and Michael Masuda have advanced to the November general election. On Wednesday, June 10th, at approximately 5:44 a.m., the Bishop Police Department Communications Center received a 911 call reporting a domestic violence incident involving a male, female, and three children in the area behind the city park. Bishop police officers responded immediately and contacted witnesses who were in the area at the time of the incident. Through their investigation, officers learned that the suspect and victims had left the scene in a black Volkswagen Golf. A be on the lookout was promptly issued to surrounding law enforcement agencies. Officers identified a suspect, 42-year-old Jeremy Ripley, a resident of Bishop. As part of the investigation, officers reviewed footage captured by a Flock safety camera located within the city park. The camera provided valuable evidence related to the incident. The video footage also assisted officers in verifying witness statements regarding the events that occurred and provided a clearer understanding of the circumstances surrounding the incident. The footage served as a critical investigation tool and helping officers establish the sequence of events. Shortly thereafter, allied agencies located the suspect vehicle traveling southbound on U.S. Highway 395 near the Klondike Curve. An enforcement stop was conducted and the suspect was safely detained. Jeremy Ripley was arrested on suspicion of the following charges: felony kidnapping, felony false imprisonment with violence, felony criminal threats with intent to terrorize, felony stalking, misdemeanor battery of spouse and ex-spouse date, etc., aggravated, and misdemeanor child abuse with possible great bodily injury or death. The Bishop Police Department would like to thank the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and the California Highway Patrol for their assistance and coordination in bringing this incident to a safe resolution. It's with deep sadness that the Big Pine Fire Protection District announces the sudden passing of volunteer firefighter Mark Hottendorf in an off-duty incident. Mark was a valued member of their fire family whose dedication, service, and commitment to our community will be remembered. His willingness to serve and support others reflected the very best qualities of the fire service. The department's heartfelt condolences are extended to Mark's family, friends, and fellow firefighters during this difficult time. They ask the community to keep them in their thoughts and prayers as they mourn this tremendous loss. In honor of Mark's service and memory, the American flag at Big Pine Fire Protection District will be lowered to half staff. This gesture serves as a tribute to his commitment to the department and the community he proudly served. The Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board, Regional Board, has recommended advisories for potentially harmful algal bloom at the Crowley Lake Columns. For your family's safety, you can swim in this water, but stay away from algae and scum in the water. Keep children away from algae in the water or on the shore. For fish caught here, throw away guts and clean fillets with tap water or bottled water before cooking. Do not let pets and other animals go into or drink the water or eat scum on the shore. Do not drink this water or use it for cooking. Do not eat shellfish from this water. For further information on state's HAB response and guidance, visit mywaterquality.ca.gov/HABS, H-A-B-S. The Sierra Roller Hockey League is seeking a referee coordinator for the upcoming season. This coordinator will support from the SRHL board, will be responsible for scheduling referees for each game, making sure all ref slots are filled, helping ensure game days run smoothly throughout the season. You do not have to be a referee yourself to fill this position. Referees are a vital part of their league. Without refs, they can't have games. This position plays an important role in making sure their season is successful for all players and families. If you'd like to take on this role or would like more information, please contact the SRHL board at sierrarollerhockey@gmail.com. Thank you for helping keep SRHL rolling. Remember those corny jokes we mentioned before? In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, yeah, I've summited something. Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. All in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock. Mosquito-controlled ULV fogging applications are scheduled to be performed in the community of Aspendell on Friday morning, June 12th. Crews will be using truck-mounted fogging equipment to control excessive adult mosquitoes. Fogging operations are planned to start around 4 a.m. and be finished by 6:30 a.m. Depending on weather, if it's too windy or temperatures are too cold, fogging is not effective and will need to be postponed. Protect yourself from mosquito bites by wearing long pants and long-sleeve shirts when you are outside, particularly in the morning and evening hours. To prevent bites, the California Department of Public Health recommends using EPA-registered insect repellents that contain one of the following active ingredients: DEET, picaridin, IR3535, oil of lemon eucalyptus, or paraminthane diol, PMD. Look for one of these ingredients on the front or back of repellent containers. Products with a high percentage of an active ingredient will work longer to protect you. Please read and follow label directions before applying repellents. Please report any mosquito problems to the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853 or visiting inyocounty.us. Visit their Facebook page to get the latest information about mosquitoes in the Owens Valley. As we creep closer to the first day of summer, Mammoth Lakes Public Works keeps getting busier. Below are a few updates on key projects taking place around town and at the airport. Road striping work is taking place this week on Old Mammoth Road and Canyon Boulevard. Several roads, including Sierra Park, Sierra Nevada, Lakeview, and Forest Trail, have already been completed. Airport site work and taxiway relocation are moving along on schedule. Daytime runway closures are currently in effect per official NOTAM's advanced air flights are expected to operate as scheduled. The Minaret MUP construction is expected to begin tomorrow, June 10th. SCE crews are also working in the area in close coordination with the town. Staff are working with the town's landscape coordinator on a planting plan for portions of Old Mammoth Road with the goal of completing some of this of the work this season. Slurry seals of roads in the Slopes neighborhood is scheduled to occur later this summer. The town's PW crew is also busy, having recently painted the Shady Rest basketball court and power washed all the bus stops. Additionally, they are continuing pavement marking work, pulling snow poles on the main roads, street sweeping, and patching potholes in advance of the slurry seal project. Stay tuned for more public works updates every Tuesday. Great music, meaningful impact, and unforgettable weekend in Mammoth Lakes. Mammoth Jazz Fest returns July 10th through 11th, bringing world-class jazz performances to the village at Mammoth while supporting the next generation of local leaders. Hosted by Mammoth Lakes Jazz Jubilee, this nonprofit festival helps fund scholarships for graduating seniors from Mammoth High School, investing directly in our community's future. Don't miss the Wine Walk on Friday, the festival's signature fundraising support for student scholarships, along with 2 days of incredible live music in a spectacular mountain setting. Celebrate music, support students, strengthen community. Learn more at mammothjazzfest.com. Mono County residents, have your voice heard. The Mono County Board of Supervisors is holding a special adjourned meeting in Bridgeport, and you are invited to attend. Why attend, you ask? We know that regularly scheduled daytime board meetings can be difficult to attend due to work, family, or other commitments. This evening meeting is the perfect opportunity for residents, especially those in our North County communities, to engage directly with your supervisors in a local setting, voice your thoughts on local issues that matter most to you, stay informed, and see your county government in action. For some meeting details, it looks like it's Tuesday, June 16th. Time will be 6 p.m. Location, Memorial Hall. That's 73 North School Street in Bridgeport. Your perspective is vital to helping shape the future of Mono County, and your presence makes a difference. We hope to see you there. With wildfire season upon us, residents are being reminded to take advantage of a portable air cleaner giveaway to protect themselves from smoke and dust. The free items are available through the new Eastern Sierra Air Information and Resilience Partnership, which recently gave away 33 portable air cleaners at local Earth Day events. More cleaners are available at the Inyo County HHS Public Health and Prevention Family-Focused Life Night tonight from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Consolidated Office Building. That's 1360 North Main Street in Bishop. Distributing a limited number of portable air cleaners is a primary activity of the ES Air Partnership, which is comprised of local tribes, the California Department of Public Health's Environmental Health Investigations Branch, the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, and local health departments from Alpine, Inyo, and Mono counties. The collaboration also includes health education on air pollution and climate change, and some tailored communication projects for local audiences as well. Information on air quality and ways to protect your health will be available at Life Night. For more information, contact Inyo County Public Health and Prevention at 760-873-7868. Sports coverage today is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Because when your week is full of so much, markets, festivals, rodeos, music, community events, you might as well put real barbecue somewhere on the schedule. I mean, it's what the doctor ordered, I think. Should have if you didn't. Copper Top Barbecue brings big smoke, big flavor, and the kind of stop on Highway 395 that turns what's for dinner into an easy decision. CopperTopBarbecue.com. Oh, and don't forget, Local 20. Trust me, you're going to want that. It's CHSRA State Finals Rodeo Week, and Bishop is welcoming 327 of the state's best cowboys and cowgirls to town. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce coordinated a luncheon for all the student-athletes and their families. It was a resounding success thanks to the Tri-County Fairgrounds, hometown catering, many volunteers, co-sponsors, Inyo County, City of Bishop, SCE, I was going to say Ladwhip, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, Farmer Brothers, and Gillespie Distributing. Each contestant also received a commemorative t-shirt and gift bag with items and discounts contributed by local shops and restaurants. Thanks to all who have helped the Bishop Chamber of Commerce provide a warm welcome to CHSRA since 2005. On today's schedule, Rodeo Slack starts at 9 a.m. and the Class of 2026 Grand Entry and Rodeo Performance is at 5 p.m. Tonight is also Family Night, $20 for the entire family. Friday opens with the Rodeo Slack at 9 a.m. The CHSRA Scholarship Silent Auction opens at 4:30 p.m. All bids close at 7 p.m. and items must be picked up by 9. And the Grand Entry and Rodeo Performance is at 5 p.m. Friday is also Cancer Awareness Day, so wear pink. And on Saturday, the championship round and queen coronation start at 10 a.m., and the award ceremony is set for 3 p.m. Saturday is a senior citizen day with free admission for everyone age 62 and up. I wonder if my knees count. Admission is $10 for a single evening show or $25 for an all-show button. Admission is free for Monday through Friday morning shows. Kids 10 and under are free. Tickets are available at the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. The farm-to-table market returns tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Sierra Summer Nights launches at Mammoth Creek Park tonight. The all-ages event will feature local vendors, food trucks, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Inyo Life Night is taking place from 5 to 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building in Bishop in recognition of National Prevention Month. This month's activities will focus on keeping families safe, healthy, and connected. Dinner will be provided at 6:30. Friday Night Market will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on Friday from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. The Olancha Cartago Fire Station is hosting a Community Safety and Services Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Representatives from local agencies and community organizations will be on hand to share information and answer questions. Free food and drinks will be provided. Sierra Forever is hosting a book signing event with historian Robert B. Marks, author of Deep Time in the Mono Basin. Stop by the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center on Saturday between noon and 4 to meet Dr. Marks, learn about the history of the Mono Basin, and get your book signed. Bishop Elks Lodge number 1603 is hosting a Flag Day celebration at Elks Park on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecue, hot dogs, games, and more. Volunteer Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns on Tuesday, June 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Registration starts at 5 p.m. Mono County Search and Rescue will receive all proceeds. Well, it'll look like that'll do her for Eastern Sierra Now for Thursday, June 11th. Thanks for spending part of your evening with us and staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We'll keep you updated on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. Between broadcasts, Eastern Sierra Now is always online at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, across social media, and on YouTube with local reporting, interviews, entertainment, and programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great night. Stay safe around the water. Keep an eye on wildlife and mosquito updates. And remember, on National Corn on the Cob Day, butter is not a topping. It's a responsibility. Why, yes, I'd like my butter corned, please.